Hey, Sunday is a really important day over at Texas A&M because it's the most popular move-in day for the fall semester, and that means that a lot of people are going to need a really good Aggie welcome and some help, and that's why it is designated as Residence Hall Move-In Assistance Day, and Ruth Ann Wolf is a Senior Administrative Coordinator over at Texas A&M in the Department of Residence Life, and Ruth Ann, this is a big day on Sunday.
Well, we're excited to have the students returning back with their parents. And we have over 400 some volunteers to help with assist with move-in assistance day. The volunteers, you'll know them because they'll have some blue move-in T-shirt that'll say volunteers on the back with the big ATM logo in the front. And we're just so excited because one thing about it, the parents are very excited to have some help. So as we'll have four station tents set up. We'll have plenty of water, and the volunteers will be there waiting with dollies to carry the student belongings to their rooms. One thing we always encourage the students is when they arrive on campus on Sunday, the 21st, the hall is open at 8 o'clock, to make sure they go to their hall to check in first before the volunteers start moving their belongings, because they need to get in the room first before they can get their belongings. So we're just looking forward to seeing all of students and the parents, you know, come out, and new freshmen coming and upperclassmen. We help all returning students. We help everybody. So move-in assistance day is for everyone that move in the residence halls on that day.
I know all the students appreciate it, but I would think that especially the incoming freshmen and their parents, because they're sort of they got a little bit of that homesickness already starting, and they really need a friendly face and a helping hand. And this is probably just a great kickoff to their college career when they get help like this.
And I tell you, it looks so good because you see some of the parents. It's exciting to see how their first time, you know, letting their students, you know, depart from them, and how the reactions are. You know, trusting their daughters or their sons away from them. So. And I know it's a challenge, you know, letting them go and being away from them, but they all adjust. And like I say, once everybody calmed down, they start seeing these Aggie families. They really get excited about, okay, I know this is the place we can trust and leave our students.
So it's going to happen on Sunday, and you say there's going to be four different locations around, I guess, the busiest traffic areas.
We have two tents on the north side. And we have two volunteer tents on the south side. And right by those, there's some blue lit tents there. And you have volunteers there at the stations at all times giving out information. And also, we will have Pepsi right by us passing out water. So we want to make sure people stay cool. And we advise them to, you know, take a break and relax and make sure they get some water to keep themselves, you know, kind of comfortable during that day, because they'll be all right.
So the volunteers will be there from 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and it'll be this Sunday. And thanks to Ruth Ann Wolf, Senior Administrative Coordinator for the Department of Residence Life. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.